as promised, very, very excited. Westlife in studio with me on Weekend Breakfast. Nikki, Kian, and Shane, how are you guys?
Good. Very good, Alison. How are you?
I can't believe we maybe haven't met before because you were on the show loads when I produced Ian Dempsey back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, okay.
So your anniversary of 25 is same as mine starting here, basically.
Okay, cool.
So I can't believe I haven't met you yet.
But I think Today FM's actually started in 98 as well.
Yeah.
With the same years as we
did. It?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Cool.
Do you, I'm going to ask each of you now, maybe with you, start with you, Shane. Do you have a really distinct memory of meeting the guys the first time?
For the first time, well, I've known Kian, obviously, a lot longer.
Yeah.
You know, we met probably doing, where did we first meet, actually? That's a good question.
Oh, God.
Was it at the plays, was it?
Would have been at the plays, or yeah. The Greece.
Greece.
First time we ever did Greece together. Remember we came out.
Yeah.
Can I carry your books?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we were in a musical called Greece in Sligo with the Fun Company, it was called. It was a local kind of theatre company. And we hadn't done anything before on stage.
No.
And myself and Keane met, and we were too young to be kind of the main parts because it was done by adults. But
we were only about 10.
Mary McDonough actually put in a couple of, the producer of the show created two characters basically.
Right.
That we were basically Danny Zuko and Kanicki's younger brother.
Well, that
and
matches.
It was a lovely thing. We put us in a little part, and it was, yeah, the first time we got on stage, and that was 1991, maybe. Yeah, we were only, I think I was 13, so you were 12.
Scary.
Well, if you were 13, that would have been 92 then.
1992.
Yeah.
So I've known him quite a long time.
But it's nice to look back on the original memories, isn't it? Or do you ever, Nikki, like say you guys look at the really original videos, do you ever go...
We were just talking about that today in your audition, the first time actually we met Nikki. And like, I'll never forget him coming out with his suit, tie, the whole shebang, and doing the audition outside the, or inside the pod.
Mm.
And you sang what song? Words.
First audition, Keem was there. Was for a different band.
Yeah.
And Keane and Louis were there to kind of try
poach
talent. I would say steal. Louis doesn't like the word.
Coral.
And then I remember meeting Keane because after I performed, the security guard came up to me and said, Louis wants to meet you. Louis came over to me and said hello. And then I stayed back and then Keane came down. I remember Keane having a little notepad.
Filofax. Back in the day.
And he was asking me, like, you know, my name and phone number, who it was, what I did, that. And I just, I suppose it was a little, not like an interview, but kind of getting to know me.
Yeah.
And then the week later, or maybe 2 weeks later, I met, we had a different audition where Shane and Mark came to town with Kane. And I sang Words in that audition.
We weren't that? Were we in the corduroy?
Corduroy jacket when I met
Yes,
you.
Yes. Sorry, that was it. Yeah. The other audition was the blue suit.
And I remember
the blue tie.
Shane looking like, I said this for years and I don't think you ever got it. Do you remember that actor Corey? Is that a Corey Feldman or Corey Haim?
Yes.
One of them. Is it? Which the one in Stand By Me?
Corey Feldman.
Yeah, yeah.
Corey Haim was the kind of blonder guy.
You don't look like him now, by the way.
Yeah. In 98, with your kind of longer hair, you looked like the guy in Stand By Me.
You're probably on about Corey Feldman then, yeah.
Yeah.
People have said that to me before, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you say, Alison, like, we are in that era of reminiscing. Of,
yeah.
Yeah, we're, you know, with the fans coming to the shows, buying the album, the 25 years, the Ultimate Collection. It is that case of people are now stopping us in the street saying, you were, you know, my first dance at a wedding. You know, I broke up, first kiss, school memories, you know, bedrooms full of posters. And we're enjoying that legacy kind of enjoyment, nostalgia.
And still very young men, though. That's what is amazing. So 25 years together.
I don't know how we feel.
Yeah, you are. We do a thing on Weekend Breakfast where we get families to choose happy songs every Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
And I can't tell you how many times one of your songs is listed for that.
That's lovely to hear.
Kian, I think it was on your Instagram account recently. I love the idea of you're talking about, obviously, the 25 years. Mm. And now that your children, and three seems to be the magic number for all of you.
Yeah.
That they can be together and on, like, behind stage when you guys are performing.
Sure.
That's lovely.
What's happened since the reunion, I think all of our children are that little bit older and a little bit aware of what our career is. And they've all just gotten to know each other very, very well. And they're all hanging out together all the time. I think they're in a Snapchat, is it?
Yes.
You're old, kid. You are old.
Yes.
Nothing.
They're in a group together and they chat together. And yeah, there's lots of, it's quite sweet to watch, actually, all the kind of different relationships that are formed, you know, amongst our children.
And you don't have control over that. That's what's lovely.
No, it's a natural thing for them. That's really cool.
We have so many young listeners to the show, like, we know this over the years because we're 13 years old now, the show. Would you have advice, Shane, maybe for parents and children themselves that are thinking of pursuing something similar in the career-wise for you guys, because you've certainly sustained it?
I think if your kid is into playing guitar, I think, you know, make sure you get them a guitar. You know, that kind of area, I kind of encourage it more. Learn an instrument or performing on stage, a very powerful thing, I think, to learn at a young age. It might just help you later in life, even doing like an interview for a job, or it gives you a bit of confidence. And I think if kids are into music, I'd really advise every parent to try and get, you know, get them to pick up an instrument, or don't be afraid to kind of go out there. Because even when we started, Alison, like years ago, it wasn't really cool to be in a boy band. You know, take that, we're probably the big band at the time, Backstreet Boys. And we got a lot of stick at the beginning, like starting out, you know, from all the cooler bands and rock bands and stuff like that. But we stuck at it. And obviously, look, you know, we met Nicky and Brian, and the rest is history, and it went on to become Westlife. But it's a very positive thing, I think, you know, and just let them follow their dreams, and always have a backup plan if you can, you know, because, you know, the chances of it happening is small, but if you don't try, you'll never know.
One thing I always say as well, when we get asked that question, is, you know, if you're really into music and you want music to be your career and you know, do that as your job, it doesn't necessarily, you don't have to necessarily get to the level of, you know, playing big arenas,
Ed Sheeran or whoever, stadiums.
Or Westlife.
If it's something that you love to do, you know, then there's great careers. You know, I mean, Ireland, we're so lucky in this country because it's so musical. And, you know, I think everybody expects to hear live music when they go to a good bar or a club or whatever it may be. So I think there's the live scene for young musicians in Ireland is booming. And I think, you know, aim for that, you know, and just take it little bit by little bit, and just be that, you know, that guy that's a really good busker on the street that can hold an audience's attention.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be like, you know, of course, everybody's dream is to get to that level, but always start somewhere, you know, and just slowly tip away.
I just think I don't want to say, you'd hate me saying this, probably an institution, but like coming from another country when I moved here, you just started at the same time I moved here. And just the love for you felt so quick and so fast, and you've sustained it. And obviously, like the Three Arena, that's insane what you're going to be doing there. Yeah. Like that many dates in a row, it's incredible. Before I let you go, I have to go back to you now, Cian. I shouldn't admit how many times now I've watched the video of you pushing that poor woman's car recently.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny.
She's 7 months pregnant. Yeah, Tamara, I think her name.
Fair play to him, man.
She probably got a fright. It was you.
Well, yeah. I mean, what is interesting, because we were actually driving up to Dublin. We were going to see a comedian last week in the Three Arena, and we stopped at Supermax halfway up because I had my son and his buddy in the back, and we were there for like 10 minutes at the Supermax thing, and we were going, "What's going on here in front?" And she was just obviously stopped, and her food had been passed into her. And I was like, what's going on? So I kind of stuck my head out the window, and she was like, I've broken down. Would you mind giving us a push? So I was like, yeah, of course. So me and my buddy got out, and we just pushed the car.
But she videoed it, obviously. I mean,
and when did she clock you? What did she say to you?
As soon as I got out of the car.
She started filming it. She filmed the whole thing. And you can see.
It's actually hilarious because my son was in the back of the car filming the video. He was like, look, Dad. Now, it didn't have anything to do with us, because if you actually watch the full video that she makes, she's just talking about the fact that she's in Supermax and she has a drink and she loves
Diet Pepsi. But it's such an Irish thing.
My son is filming her filming that video. look at this one making her video.
It's such an Irish
video.
Thing. And you're so down to earth, all of you, despite the massive success that you've had.
I was jumping someone's car in Strand Hill the other day.
That's illegal, Cian.
Call out service now.
The thing about it is, right?
Call Cian.
I have a camper van. So when you have a camper van, you need jump leads in your car.
Yeah.
Because if you go camping somewhere, the likelihood of, say,
somebody's
the key being left in the ignition for a while or something like that, the battery drains. So I always have jump leads in the car. And this woman had a really short jump leads, and it was an electric car, but it was like a semi-electric. I don't know.
Like
exactly
a hybrid.
Hybrid.
So I had to like get my leads out and pull my van up onto the footpath and get the jump leads across, and her going as well.
There was another video of, oh my God, it's Cian.
No, there was no video
it'd be a bit ridiculous, then they'd actually think he has a business going.
It'd be like a side thing. Well, continued success, guys. It's just the Three Arena in September, starting on the 10th. I cannot believe, like, you're going to need lots of like hydration, vitamins, sleep, all those things to sustain it. It's some accomplishment now. It's going to be incredible.
I think around 10th of August or so that'll be, you know, a month out.
Yeah.
From the first show.
Yeah.
Is where the three of us kind of literally goes back to being 18 years old again, you know, to start.
Which is good.
Choreography and dance studios.
Singing those songs with that dance routine, the musicians.
It's going to be
blood, sweat, and tears. The blood, sweat, and tears.
Choreography.
It's going to be amazing.
But it'll be worth it on the night.
Thank you guys so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.